Elmendorf Air Force Base is giving more scrutiny to staff hired by private contractors after four undocumented workers were allowed on the Anchorage base last fall. Immigration officials discovered the illegal immigrants after they were tipped off by a local union. One of the workers also had a criminal background. At a military construction subcommittee hearing yesterday, Senator Lisa Murkowski asked Dorothy Robine, a deputy undersecretary of defense, about the issue. Murkowski wondered what the administration would do to make sure the oversight wasn't repeated and whether the contractor was disciplined. Robine said she was aware of the incident.
I know the four were arrested through joint effort by immigration and Air Force agents. They used counterfeit documents. I think we're using this as a learning experience to improve our clearance approach to security. I don't know if the contractor was disciplined or not. It's hard to believe they were not.
The workers were employed by a construction company to help build new hangars on the base. They used fake IDs to get the jobs. Elmendorf is required to perform labor checks quarterly, but Public Affairs Officer Ashley Connor says the base now completes them every 2 weeks. Connor says nothing was compromised on base when the illegal immigrants were there, but she says Elmendorf will now be more involved in the process of vetting employees hired by outside contractors.
Base officials took this incident very seriously and have begun to, back obviously in October, to do a complete review of all the contractors working on base, and they'll continue to enforce access procedures for all personnel entering the base.
Connor says the contractors are still ultimately responsible for making sure employees are U.S. citizens.